This is a dictation for Mary Shakonda Porter. M-A-R-Y, middle name is S-H-A-C-O-N-A, last name Porter. E like Paul, O-R, T like Tom, E-R. Date of birth 5-6-1980, accident 11-4-2020. Date of service 3-30-2022. Chief complaints are severe constant pain in the back, including neck and the lower back, both shoulders, and both wrist and hand. Radiation to both legs and both arms, as numbness and tingling in the arms and legs, along with headaches. The history of automobile accident. Patient reports allegedly she was involved in an automobile accident on 11-4-2020 as follows. At around 2 o'clock in the afternoon on 11-4-2020, she was traveling as a front seat passenger in a Malibu car driven by her sister. She was also injured in the accident and is undergoing physical therapy and medical attention for the last 4-5 months. And they were hit by a son car at 25-30 miles an hour. Their own car was around 10 miles an hour. They were not wearing seat belts. Airbags were not deployed. There was no loss of consciousness, no hit and run accident. The patient arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient was taken by the ambulance to the hospital nearby. The patient further reported that this accident occurred on East Detroit near Rex EX East and Eastburn, E-A-S-T-U-R-N. Eastburn. The details are given for accident. The report they are traveling southbound on Rex, R-E-X in Detroit, and they got T-boned on a passenger side where she was exactly sitting. The other car failed to stop on a stop sign. They're coming out of the other car was coming from a side street and the car ran stop sign, hitting their car on T-bone style, passenger side. The impact of this accident, both cars to be completely total. The passenger door was completely broken. The front fender was broken, lights were damaged, whole front passenger light was damaged. The patient went to the emergency room to St. John Hospital by ambulance. They stayed overnight and they were inpatient for observation and X-ray CT scan was done. The patient didn't have any belt injury or trauma to the chest, pelvic, abdomen, or hips. The patient reports that she started severe constant pain, focused on the neck, across shoulders, in both the shoulders, lower back, across the wrist and hand, or forearms, and both legs. There was a numbness of the right forearm and both legs, anteriorly and posteriorly. They have remained conscious along with headaches. The headaches are described to be present at 10 in the morning, 1 to 2 per week, and they are constant for 8 to 9 hours, severe, and they are occupying front of the head and right temple. The headaches are infrequent and sensitive to the nerve, and they are associated with nausea, but not with vomiting, seizures or off. Headache symptoms of TBI reported are loss of balance, loss of concentration, lack of focus, and nausea. Patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, any loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear. Patient denies any loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness. Patient denies dizziness, confusion, orientation, or any vision problem like blurred vision, spots in the vision, or loss of vision field. Patient denies any incontinence. No PTSD panic is reported. These pains are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, heart burning, aching, and getting exhausting, and associated with numbness of the right arm and both legs. Pain severity is from 7 to 10, and the radials are affected even on a scale of 1 to 10 overall. The modified factor of the pain are Pain is worse by sitting and lying down, walking, and improved by nothing. They are associated with muscle weakness on both arms, are weak, and the patient invariably drops dinner plates and the phones. There is a numbness, tingling, pins and needles, the right arm and both legs. Denies any bladder and bowel incontinence. It is associated if you walk. Walking patient can walk up to less than 20 minutes, can sit less than 45 minutes and stand less than 45 minutes. She is able to sleep 3 hours. There is associated panic when she sits in the car, she gets scared, denies subtle anesthesia or weakness, lightheadedness. Regarding the ADL, patient has checked stand running to 8 on a scale of 10. Home to doing laundry is 7 and doing your work is 6. System review is as follows, positive in the following categories. Medical, okay. She has in the neurological disease check headaches, back and neck pain, injury, musculoskeletal. Past surgical history is positive for C4 removal on January 19, 2020 by Dr. Yolket, Yolket, at St. John Hospital. And then full hysterectomy 125-22 by Dr. Lee He at Beaumont Hospital. And gallbladder removal into 99 by Northeast GA Medical Center. Allergies are none. Family history is positive for falling. Mother is alive, suffers from hypertension, strokes, and MI. Father is alive, suffers from diabetes. Type 2. Siblings, one brother, one sister are alive. One brother has a diabetes type 2. Sister has a cancer, which is ovarian cancer in remission. Relationship status, patient married, lives with around 6 children who are 19, 21, 22, 23, and 24. Current employment station is a new auditor and she is working at computer work and is currently not working, unemployed due to the pain. Disabled none. Legal tree patient has JC Auto Law as attorney. personal history patient does not drink, does smoke, half pack daily, and currently does not abuse any additional drugs. The patient has a scar on the right face of the neck at 2 inches. It was looked like thyroidectomy, which done to operate on the C4 according to the patient.